I am Plant on the Line in Vancouver at thecommentary.ca. Gabrielle Rose is to be honored by the Union of British Columbia Performers with the Sam Payne Lifetime Achievement Award. She joins a celebrated list of previous honorees that include Robert Clothier, Janet Wright, Jay Brazeau, Winston Reckert, Donnelly Rhodes, Bill Ryder, and Blue Mankuma, last year's recipient. I'll ask Ms. Rose about what it's like getting this award, the company she's keeping, and her career, replete with an array of roles and credits on the stage and screen. She's been on in the past to talk about various stage and film roles. She's worked with some of Canada's notable directors, including Adam McGoyan, Bruce Sweeney, and Carl Bisai. She's appeared on various television series, including most recently Once Upon a Time, Continuum, and Rogue, as well as roles in such Vancouver shows such as Robs and Arms, Cold Squad, Battlestar Galactica, The L Word, The X-Files, and dozens of others. And on Vancouver stages, she's a redoubtable favorite. She's received a number of awards, including the UBCP ACTRA Lorena Gale Woman of Distinction Award. You can find Gabrielle on Twitter. The handle is at GabrielleRose79. Please welcome back to the Plant Online program, Gabrielle Rose. Ms. Rose, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Pretty good yourself.
Oh, very good. Thank you.
And congratulations are in order.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Yeah. So what's it like to get an award like this and from your peers and from this community, no less?
Well, it's awesome, to use a phrase. I mean, it's really, it takes you aback, partly because you never quite feel ready for a Lifetime Achievement Award because I think you go day by day and you don't see them necessarily as a bank of achievements. And so so once you get it, you have to get over the, I don't think I deserve this moment, and then prepare a speech and go for the luncheon, I guess.
Yeah, but looking at the list, it's a great list to be amongst.
Oh, yes, it is. Yeah, and I mean, Sam Payne was an iconic actor in his time in Vancouver. And it's just a great honor to be amongst that group of people that have been named for this award.
Some of them are friends of yours?
They are indeed.
Yeah.
I don't even know who is on the list entirely, so I shouldn't probably name people because I'm bound to offend somebody.
Yeah. I didn't know much about Sam Payne until I heard about this award.
Yeah, no, I mean, he's. I think he was an actor in the 50s and 60s. I remember hearing his name in my household. Bob Ross, who was a co-actor at the time, would talk about him, and Tom Kerr. He was of that era, you know, the leading man of Vancouver.
You know, when you think about the people that have received this award in the past, and then yourself and Vina Sood, who's also receiving the award the same time you are, you realize what a great community of actors and performers there are in this town.
Yeah, no, it is. It is. It's a village, you know. It takes a village to support everybody. And that's the thing, is that, well, awards aren't really just for you, you know. You realize that it's about everybody who helped put you in those films, those plays, helped support you in your quest for a career, and kept you working. For me, I just feel extremely fortunate to have been able to ride the coattails of so many great people.
The other thing is that you realize, I mean, I say this as a theater goer, as a movie goer, as a person who watches television, that the actors in this town are, like yourself, awfully versatile. And I guess you have to be, don't you?
Yes. You want to. I think you want to be, because if you narrow your perspective to just one media, then you're really not getting the full scope of being an actor. I mean, for instance, if you work in television and film, you have very little control over your final performance, whereas if you work in theater, once the director's gone and the show is up, you are everything. Like that, it's about you and the dance of theater and your fellow actors and the story that's being told by this scriptwriter. And so that's a really important part of learning to be an actor, I think.
Mm-hmm. Is there one medium that's I guess harder than the other? I mean, one would think that theater is, but I'll ask you if you think that's true.
I don't know if theater is the hardest medium. It's certainly perhaps the most challenging. I mean, you're doing 8 performances a week, so you're working extremely hard. And sometimes the emotional journey of the character, which you're doing every night over and over and over again. So yes, I would say that it probably is the most challenging in terms of difficulty. But it's equally difficult if you're playing a really large role in a feature film to jump from Z to A. You know what I'm saying? You might shoot the death scene first.
Yeah.
And then the love scene next, and then the sort of birth scene next. I mean, so that can be extremely difficult in finding the truth of that, and not being phony, and coming from a very real place can also be an extreme challenge.
What has it meant for you to live here and work here at the same time? I mean, you could have easily gone elsewhere, I'm assuming.
I have lived in other places. I trained in England, and I lived there for a while, and then I lived in Toronto. I lived in Halifax. I've been in Canada for the last, since the early 80s. I was born here. I was born in Kamloops. I came back to Vancouver from Toronto because my sisters and my mother were here, and I wanted to reestablish my relationships with my nephews because I didn't have children at the time. Mm-hmm. And then when I met my husband and we had children, I wanted them to grow up near relations, you know, mm-hmm. near people that we all knew. And family is very important to me.
Did any of your kids take up the trade of their parents?
Well, not yet. I mean, I have a 15-year-old, so he hasn't made his final decisions. And my 21-year-old is still deciding what he's going to be in life as well. So who knows? But neither of them seem very attracted to it at the moment. My husband is an actor as well, Ross Bar Matthews.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe having 2 actors in the family, they feel, is just enough. Thank you very much.
It also seems like you're working all the time. Is that true? I mean,
Well, it's not true, but I have had enormous good fortune in the last 2 or 3 years, and it does feel like I work quite a lot. So I have to confess to that. I can't sort of say I've been an out-of-work actor very much over the last few years, but I've had my times. I've paid my dues. I've sometimes sat there for 6 months and gone, okay, what else can I do? And thought, I don't know. I mean, I'm really fortunate. I get to do what I love. And for me, acting is like playing in a sandbox, you know. It's I get to be paid for having fun. I mean, it's not all fun. There is hard work involved, and it can be extremely stressful. But it's also extremely rewarding. You know, don't forget, the actors are always working because we do auditions. Even when we're out of work, we're right. auditioning. So it's like saying, okay, well, you do 100 job interviews a year. And that's very stressful,
yeah.
Particularly when you only get maybe 2 or 3 or 10 jobs out of that, you know.
Yeah. And how is the film and TV business here in Vancouver? I mean, has it picked up because the dollar's where it is?
Yeah, it's booming. And also, BC reinstated their tax credit,
mm-hmm.
And that made an enormous difference immediately. So that was something that, you know, I'm disturbed to hear that Nova Scotia is considering cutting theirs, and it's such a mistake because the industries that are impacted by the film industry, they extend way past the artistic community. You know, there's the hospitality services and tourism and all sorts of things that are impacted. And so, I hope they reconsider because there's such great talent out in Nova Scotia, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, the dollar dropping has also created a boom. I think, too, the technology, you know, this is the digital age where everybody can make movies, and so people are. You know, they're making it on a shoestring. The independent filmmakers are out there, and they're taking their scripts, and they're shooting them, and it's a marvelous thing so that we have a little more Canadian content.
Were your first jobs in show business, were they on the stage?
The first few jobs that I did were on stage, and then when I was at drama school, I did a little bit of film and television straight out of the school. But I was hired by Bristol Vic Theatre, which is a great training ground. You know, you become a sort of junior artist in a big theatre company, a repertory theatre company.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you're working with extremely well-known people and very, very experienced actors, and you learn an enormous amount in a kind of sheltered existence. It was a really, I was there for 40 weeks at Bristol Vic Theater.
Did you always want to be an actor?
Yeah, I think I did, you know. I changed my mind a few times, you know. I wanted to be an ornithologist, and I wanted to be, like, I'd read a book, and I'd want to be whatever the hero of the book was, a circus performer or something. But, I when I was around six, I want to do that, you know. I watched a play, and I want to do that. That looks like fun. My family always encouraged me, because it's sort of our family business, so I was never discouraged from it.
Now, we've talked in the past about previous stage roles, and some of those roles have been of real people. Some of your film and television work have been of real people as well. I'm thinking of the Joyce Milgard movie.
Yes, yes.
I guess it's the David Milgard movie, but you played Joyce Milgard.
That's correct.
Yeah. Did you ever meet her?
Oh, yeah. I had extensive conversations with her. I mean, she's a really highly intelligent woman. She's fascinating to talk to. It was tricky because I didn't look like her. So I didn't ever do an exact sort of replication of what Joyce Milgard sounded like. And I just tried to get the feel of her and then present her in the show that we did, yeah.
So is it harder to play someone who's real, I guess, if you will?
I think it is. I think it is, particularly if they're living. Because if you dislike them or something,
yeah,
you know, then that's a very tricky thing to have to do, you know. I haven't had to do it very often. I mean, I've played people who used to exist, and that's much easier.
Yeah.
You do the research, and then you make up your mind about them, and then you can present them, and they're not around to sort of go, that's not how it was,
yeah.
Or I would never do that, you know. But yeah, it was a delicate balance to walk on about that particular beam, you know, to honor what she did and be who she was and all of those things. Yeah.
Is there a role either on the stage or even just a real person who's living today that you'd like to play?
Somebody who's living today that I'd like to play?
Yeah.
Oh, boy, that's a question I'd have to really think about. I mean, you know, Hillary Clinton kind of comes to mind, but then I think, well, I don't know if I'd be right for that part. I don't know if I'd cast me in that part. But certainly she's a fascinating woman, and who wouldn't want to get underneath or behind the stories there? She's just the only person. I think probably because she's put in her bid for the presidential run today.
Yeah.
That's why she's coming to mind.
There's
some great iconic
yeah.
characters in our political stratosphere at the moment. Elizabeth May. I thought she was going to be talking on Commercial Drive yesterday,
uh-huh.
and she was actually on Commercial Street in Nanaimo. But I saw this notice saying that she's going to be on, I thought, Commercial Drive between 5 and 6, and I actually read it at 5:30, and I ran up to Commercial Drive to meet her because. Tremendous.
You know, have you seen that new, it's not new, but it's playing at the Fire Hall, the Stephen Harper?
Oh, yeah, no, I'm going to go and see that. I didn't see it when it first,
yeah.
It was Andrew Wheeler.
Yeah.
And that looks great.
I saw it in Victoria, actually, and,
yeah.
and I mention it because there's a line in it about her. And
is there?
Yeah, and she was actually in the theater about 4 seats from where I was. It was a very funny line when, you know, no, I don't think anyone in the theater laughed louder than she did, but
that's great. Well, I'm going to go and see it because I think Andrew Wheeler is like one of our finest actors on stage at the moment.
Right.
So I'm head down as soon as I've got work this week, so as soon as I'm finished.
What's it like for you? I mean, you're getting this award. It's a Lifetime Achievement Award, but it's certainly not the end of your career. It's mid-career, I guess.
I don't think it's mid.
No?
I think we are in the waning years. I'm on the downhill run. And, you know, I don't mind. And that's the great thing. You get to my age, and if somebody had said, oh, you're in your waning years 10 years ago, I would have been highly offended. And I remember a bank manager calling me in and saying, what are you going to do about your retirement? You don't have enough money. And I was just furious.
Just
furious. That was about 10 years ago. And if they called me in today, I would be like, Yeah, I could sort of think about that. There's so many other things I want to do, you know. I mean, I'd like to, I've always wanted to learn to play the piano, and I'd like to sing, and I don't sing, and I don't play the piano, those things, you know. I'd like to take some salsa dance lessons, and I never have time to do those things, so, you know, I can start seeing other alternatives as a possibility. But that's easy to say from my perspective, because I am working, and it's all very abundant at the moment, and maybe I would sing a different tune in a year if I hadn't worked for 6 months. No way! I'm not quitting. How dare they not hire me?
but you've also been known in the community as someone who's been there to mentor other actors, and I'm not just meaning younger actors, but you know your peers essentially. That remains important for you?
That's really important for me. You know, I just my husband and I were just adjudicators at these practice auditions at Studio 58 for the film finals there for the last year students. And it was so inspiring. And I was just blown away. This is Carrie Sandomirsky's class, and Catherine Shaw was in attendance. And these kids, you know, like they were, I don't know, range age from, what, 20 to 25 or something. Mm-hmm. One, they were all stunningly beautiful, which you realize at my age everybody is who's under 25. And two, they were so good. Like they were really, really, really good actors. And we were giving them suggestions of how to do their audition and maybe, you know, adjust things. And it was, I just loved doing it. And I love, I do some really formal mentoring with women in film and television and the Fulfilling Younger Artists company all those programs have really opened my eyes. I really, really enjoy it. And, you know, and that's the other thing is, again, having enjoyed some success, I'm really happy to pass along anything that I have to other people.
And I'm sure you learn from the people you're helping along the way, the people that you're teaching.
Yeah, no, sometimes they teach you more than, you know, like, as I said, these auditions, I really learned a lot.
Yeah.
I really learned a lot. It was a great experience, it really was.
Well, what's next for you? I mean, what will we see you in next?
Well, we have to sign these non-disclosure agreements these days because of the all the media leaks. Mm-hmm. and there's so much. Everybody's so open and online all the time now. So people are, and I'm never quite sure which show I've signed it for.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
So I just don't talk about any of them.
I see.
But I am involved in a series at the moment, and that comes to a close, and it looks like there's some work down the road, and so things are good.
Yeah.
Things are thriving.
Well, congratulations, Gabrielle. It's always a pleasure to talk to you, and all the best with this award. When I heard about it, it was I thought it was so well-deserved.
Oh, well, I really appreciate you saying that. Thank you so much, and I am all the things that everybody always says, which is thrilled and humbled and honored.
Gabrielle Rose is the 2014 recipient of the Sam Payne Lifetime Achievement Award from the Union of British Columbia Performers, which is an autonomous branch of ACTRA, the Alliance of Canadian Cinema, Television, and Radio Artists. She joined me on the line from here in Vancouver. I'm Joseph Planta.